From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump says the U.S. military will no longer let transgender people serve in any capacity, reversing a policy that former President Barack Obama's administration announced a year ago. In a string of Twitter comments, Trump said Wednesday that, after consultation with my generals and military experts, I am ending acceptance of transgender people into the country's armed forces. Reaction from Senator Lindsey Graham, a conservative Republican.
We have a hearing about it, not a tweet. So what I want to do is, Commander-in-Chief has a lot of latitude here. I don't know what the policy proposal is. I don't know why he decided what he did. But I think the right way to do this is have a hearing so you can hear from both sides. Have the Secretary of Defense and generals come before the committee to explain what their recommendations are, make a reasoned decision about those who are serving as transgender, what happens to them. At the end of the day, I want a strong, vibrant military, but I want to be fair. And the best way to do this is have a hearing, not a tweet.
The RAND Corporation Research Group has estimated there are about 4,000 transgender personnel in the American military. Trump did not say what would happen to them. Congressman Steve Scalise was released from a Washington hospital Wednesday. After almost 6 weeks, he'd been critically wounded in an ambush shooting on a baseball field in Virginia. He's the third highest-ranking Republican in the House. He was shot in the hip when a gunman attacked a group of Republican members of Congress who were taking part in a baseball practice on June 14th. The hospital says Scalise is in good spirits and is looking forward to his return to work once he completes rehabilitation. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.